This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Andrew Krieger. Republican State Representative Jim Knobloch is ending his bid for a new term after NPR News approached him with detailed accusations that he behaved inappropriately toward his daughter. Brian Baxt reports.
Knobloch's announcement came hours after his attorney denied the allegations in an interview. Knobloch declined to be interviewed. The St. Cloud Republican's daughter, Laura, is now 23. She alleges that the prominent legislator inappropriately touched and kissed her for most of her life. She says she confided in close friends, family, and authority figures at her school and church for more than a decade. She told her story to NPR News and provided documentation about her attempts to get help. That includes from law enforcement, which declined to bring charges. Knobloch's abrupt exit could make it impossible for Republicans to keep his seat, barring some kind of court intervention or a write-in campaign by a substitute candidate. Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Residents and communities across a wide swath of southern Minnesota assessed and cleaned up damage Friday after severe thunderstorms moved across the region Thursday evening. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn says dozens of homes sustained damage. Farms are reporting loss of livestock, and numerous cars and boats were taken out by falling trees and strong wind. There also was severe damage to the Faribault Airport.
The best news of it, all of this so far, we've had no reports of injuries, which is surprising when you see the wrath that this storm brought onto our county.
Thousands of homes across Rice County and surrounding areas remained without power Friday. A state of emergency was declared in Faribault, Morristown, and Cannon Falls. The November election is less than 7 weeks away, and early absentee voting started Friday in Minnesota. Mark Zdeklik reports.
Secretary of State Steve Simon says elections officials around the state are preparing for heavy turnout based on strong interest in the primary. Simon says voting early by absentee ballot is simple.
You can do it in two ways. One is kind of the old-fashioned way, which is to show up at a government office, either your city hall or a county office. Or the better way, in my opinion, is to just simply vote from home. And you can order the absentee ballot to come to you wherever you live.
Under Minnesota law, if you vote early but then change your mind, you can change your vote up to 7 days before the election. Early absentee voting information can be found at mnvotes.org. Mark Zdeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
In sports, the football Gophers open Big Ten Conference play today at Maryland, while Minnesota United hosts Portland tonight. And the Vikings host the Buffalo Bills tomorrow. Kickoff is at noon. Minnesota is a 17-point favorite to win that game. In weather, it should be a quiet weekend across Minnesota, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s today in the Twin Cities. High should be near 70 on Sunday. That's about normal for this time of year, but it's a big change from last weekend when the Twin Cities saw highs in the 90s. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.